Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I ask you, are you ready to discover your golden path of self-illumination? Well, maybe not, but I hope so. I sure am. And I'm getting a lot of help doing it, an incredible amount of help, from a master of the golden path who is now... Well, he's also the master of the Gene Keys, and he's been on the show a number of times years ago when Gene Keys first came out. And it really was an amazing revelation to read Gene Keys, and it still is. People with a book are still using it all the time. It's an incredible opportunity to discover. And to help us discover even more is the man himself, Richard Rudd. Richard, welcome.
Hi, Peter. Thanks. It's great to be back.
Yeah, I'm so glad, and I'm so excited. I've always loved your work, and I keep on getting, every time I look at your work, and I contemplate on it a lot, I'm always, you know, getting chills.
Yeah, great.
Self-realizations, so many ahas, it's unbelievable. I really appreciate this incredible amount of work.
Yeah, thank you.
So, now that we know how wonderful you are, let's talk about
it. It's been a while since we've spoken.
Yeah, well, you've been very busy developing these new pathways. And I knew the Venus sequence years ago, and it's been a big part of my life and the life of others around me. Because it has such great value. And you've brought it all together into a larger map, a larger journey of self-discovery. And this is, you know, this is not just a learning, right?
No, it's not. It's a wisdom that you embody in your everyday life. So it's a lot more than just information. It's something that you progressively allow deeper into your life and into the heart of your home and your, you know, your everyday existence. And that's where it has its deepest impact.
Well, I find that it keeps on, for me, it keeps on explaining me to myself on every level of my detriments and my exaltations.
Uh-huh.
There are so many difficulties on our path, that this is our sacred wound that we're healing. And we all have that. And the wonderful thing is when we can discover what our journey is about, why we're wounded in the way we're wounded in terms of the need to explore it and to do healing for it. And it's such a powerful purpose in our lives. It is the purpose in our life, I would say.
It is.
And so you've now introduced a golden path. It's called treading the golden path.
Yeah.
One step at a time. One sphere at a time. There's a map of spheres. Let's see, there's 4, 8, 11 spheres. It's kind of like the Tree of Life has 11 spheres.
Yes, it has some similarities.
Right. Not exact, but it's interesting. But this is very involved with the I Ching, and your Gene Keys book is a huge opportunity to rediscover the I Ching in even more profound wisdom, if it can be that way. But it's more, the Gene Keys is really about the hexagrams themselves and not so much the way the I Ching has been used in China or the rest of the world now, where you use it as a divining tool, throwing coins and drawing straws. This is more a contemplation tool.
Yes. Well, it's. I think it's actually what the I Ching was originally devised for before it became popularized more as an oracle. It was actually, this is my intuition, and it's also echoed by quite a lot of well-known teachers of the I Ching down the ages, that originally the I Ching was a preparation for awakening, for enlightenment. And so it was a deep contemplation on existence. And it was a spiritual path in its own right. And for many people, it still is. But it has obviously become a little bit watered down in the modern new age. So I think what the Gene Keys is doing in the Golden Path is it's providing that, or it's taking us back to that original source of what the I Ching is really capable of taking us to the very highest zenith of our capacity.
Well, it's one thing to just read the Gene Keys as a whole book and the realization from every hexagram in it of the 64 hexagrams, and yet the opportunity that human design offered to be able to recognize the unique hexagrams that we're born into at unique planets really helps us understand how to use the Gene Keys more personally.
And yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the Gene Keys arose out of human design and took human design to another level in a way by spiritualizing it. And although some of the original human design people didn't particularly like that, it was... You know, inside me and inside many others, I think we felt there was some dimension slightly missing. And that was where the Gene Keys came from, more than an extension, a rebirth, if you like, of that same transmission that came in 1987. And just took it to the Gene Keys takes it into a different realm. It takes it into the realm and the language of awakening and the language of spirituality and the many paths and the many different types, like you mentioned, the Kabbalah, the Tree of Life, and it integrates many of those other systems and pathways.
Yeah, it's amazing how a different feeling it is. Human design is really smart, and it makes you really smart about yourself.
Uh-huh.
And that's very helpful. And then you smartly can live your life. And I love that.
Uh-huh.
And very rich. But then there's a sense of how your work with the Gene Keys takes it beyond the mind and into the deeper parts of us that include our hearts. Because when I look at the Gene Keys, I feel it all over me.
Mm.
I feel it. I look at what it says about me, for me. I look at the way my path moves through the Gene Keys, through the Golden Path. And it resonates that it actually, I can feel my bones shaking.
Mm-hmm.
And one reason I can feel my bones shaking is that I'm a first line at purpose.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you know that anyone who's a first line at their purpose in life, which is one of the spheres, is going to feel it in their bones.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Versus other parts of the body for people who have other numbers there.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, you could look upon the Gene Keys as the feminine side, and human design is the masculine. You know, human design is based on facts and perceived facts anyway, and the Gene Keys are based on uncertainty, whereas the human design is based on certainty. And uncertainty is the field of higher consciousness. So for us to embrace that deep inside, it takes a different kind of person. It takes someone that's willing to go beyond the mind and through into the heart. And that's a completely different journey. It requires, I'm a poet, really. So what you get through me is a reading of the I Ching or a reading of DNA done by a poet rather than a scientist. And I also have some scientific understandings, but they're far from, you know, far from complex. So what you get is this poet's view of consciousness and the archetypes of consciousness. Right. And that's what you get in the Gene Keys. And the Golden Path takes that knowledge, that code book, and shows you how to apply it through your profile that you've been describing with these spheres, which personalize these Gene Keys and their lines, which are further flavors. And then you interpret all that inside your life. Rather than it being given to you, this means this, that means that, you behave like this, you're designed to be like that, it actually gives you the power to interpret. And the interpretation ideally comes through your heart. It also comes through your mind, but the mind confirms what the heart discovers. So it's a slightly different route. It's a very comfortable route once you get used to it. And it's a route and a path that leads to breakthroughs. And I'll say this to a lot of people, you know, when you come into the Gene Keys as a wisdom and you're first coming to it, if you don't go in deeply, you remain on the outside, essentially. I mean, you probably know what that's like, to go into it and then have an insight from inside it, from inside you, because it's a wisdom.
Well, what I see in what your work is to give people choices.
Yeah.
And the choices have to do with understanding what your shadows are, understanding what your gifts are, and then how that can even be pushed to a higher level of what you call, I always pronounce wrong, siddhis.
Siddhis, yeah, that's siddhis. Correct. It's a Sanskrit word.
S-I-D-D-H-I.
Meaning divine revelations.
Right. And so the choice is where we want to spend our time.
Yeah, it's true.
Do we want to spend our time in our shadows? And our shadows are always lurking. That's why they're shadows.
Yeah.
And yet our gifts are lurking as well, because our gifts are a choice.
Yeah.
So it's not just a fact.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity.
Yeah.
And so that's where contemplation really comes in, is to examine what these mean to you. And then how to manipulate these shadows and gifts to meaningfulness, so that you can take it to an even higher level.
Yeah, exactly. You see, it's really a system of white magic. You know, I don't say that very often, but that's essentially what it is. Because, you know, in those systems, what people would do in the Middle Ages, for example, you know, these esoteric initiates, is they would conjure up all the demons with their names, and then they would harness the force of those demons for the purpose of good. That's ideally, you know, that's white magic. And so in a sense, what we're doing with the Gene Keys is that we are harnessing the gifts that lie latent in the shadows. So we have to begin by actually being honest with ourselves and looking into those shadow patterns, and we have to conjure them up inside ourselves, because they're inside us, and we live with them every day. We know them very well. But identifying them precisely is a real key.
Fear them every day.
Yeah, we do. But inside, they're like sunken treasure. You know, inside them are hidden these gifts, and inside those gifts are hidden those cities, those divine attributes.
Well, they drive us, and yeah. But the opportunity that you've created is that they drive us to a known destination of the gift that it does exist, and you can name it.
Yeah.
And so when we can see the name of the gift that we're here for, and we can understand then why our shadows are pushing and pulling us around
exactly.
It.
And there are 64 gifts.
Right.
You know, so you get to see.
I love my gifts. Don't we all love our gifts?
What are your gifts again?
Well, one of them is what I radiate is enrichment.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice one.
And so that's really the main one that I'm focused on. But yeah. I'm looking at the pathways that exist here. And so I see that, because I see how every part of every, you know, we can talk about our primary, that's what you were focusing on, primary gifts. And we have four primary gifts. But we have so many other gifts and shadows based on these other spheres. that are in the map that you present of these 11 spheres. And I'm looking at two, for instance, on mine that go from IQ to EQ, right? And they're both the 57th hexagram.
Ah, interesting.
So I'm being pushed by my intuition.
Yeah.
And
it's a juggling act, but you know, because that pathway is about intelligence and the balancing of yin and yang inside us. So the balance for you is all about listening to your intuition and not listening to your intuition. You know, listening to the fears that or the doubts that your mind has, and then you know, listening to your intuition.
Well, my vocation is the four.
Yeah.
So that kind of clinches it.
Yeah, so understanding it.
I have to make sense of it.
Yeah, so the gift of understanding.
I'm here to make sense of my intuition.
and to help
people with, because my attraction is the 18. And not only that, I'm a fifth line of the 18th. So the 18 is always being able to see what's wrong. To pull out, you know, the struggle. And the five is seeking practical results.
Yeah.
And so that's what I attract from.
Yeah.
People want me to help them find answers to what's wrong using my intuition as logically as possible.
That's a good reading of yourself.
Thank you. Well, that's only possible because of the map that you've created.
I mean, it's interesting when you look at the attractor field, for example, and everyone can look at their own attractor field and they have a specific gene key there. And you think about the city there, you know, the highest component that you're attracting, which is perfection in your case. Mm-hmm. So in order to attract perfection, you have to see perfection. And that means you have to see even the shadow as perfect, and you have to see it as perfect in every moment. And that's, in a way, your great challenge, is to overcome, you know, the tendency to see things as wrong or mistaken, or to feel them as wrong, you know, because that's the intuition. It's like it feels wrong when someone says something, or but actually to be in the state of consciousness that allows everything to be perfect as it is. That's what attracts into you those higher energies and essences of the 18th city.
Right.
So it can be a very powerful insight.
And then again, at the sphere of culture, I have the 52. So that allows me to be present and focused more.
Oh, yes. To be able to, that was what the Chinese called keeping still mountain. You know, that wonderful hexagram of restraint and being still in order that you can see, and going into the still center at the core of who you are. Yeah, that'll be an anchor for the whole of your life, that one.
Yes, and it helps a great deal. Now, we're talking about all the gifts and the cities, but every wonderful trait we have has shadows.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we struggle with in life, is because the shadow, I mean, we can hide from it if we try to, but we can't really, because it follows us. And so we're always in the process of overcoming the stress or the strain against our gifts.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I use a very simple formula to help people deal with those difficulties in their lives, and myself as well, which is three words: allow, accept, and embrace. And the allow is when you experience difficulty or challenge or an uncomfortable feeling or discomfort or whatever it is. The first stage is just to allow it. And it's funny how most people don't even get to allow, because there's a deep resistance, and so they're trying to distract themselves from allowing it. So allow is like, you don't have to like it in order to allow it. You can hate it, you can be angry, you can be fighting inside, that's okay. All of that is okay. So allow is the first stage. And the second stage is accept. And accept is when allow has done its course. Yeah. And then it goes deeper inside you, and you emotionally let it in. Not just mentally, you emotionally begin to let it into your awareness.
And that's from realizing there's no choice.
Yeah.
You know, when I look at this and I go, this is it. This is the map. This is who I'm here to be. It's nobody else's. I can't take anyone else's map. I have to work with my own.
Yeah.
And so who else am I going to be but the best I can be at all of this, including the shadows?
Yeah. It's an ongoing process, that, though, isn't it? You know, because the shadows keep reappearing. So you have to go on accepting them and allowing them.
Well, you've always said it's a dance between the two.
Yes. And eventually you get to embrace, which is a very magical moment, because it's when the pattern dissolves. It's when you meet the pattern fully, and it's dissolved literally in your DNA. It's been erased from your cellular memory, and then it's gone. It's transformed into its highest component, and then you're free from it. So when you go through the golden path, essentially that's what you're doing step by step. That's why I laid it out in steps. You are coming to a process of embracing each of these shadows inside us in a sequence, because they're laid down in sequence. And then eventually you get to the culmination.
And can we call the culmination just what is?
Absolutely.
I think that's a comfortable place for the mind to be, is, okay, this is what is. And it's I always say that when our life is over, we're not supposed to look back and figure out how we juggled it all and the good and the bad. We just go, what a life. It's what was.
Yeah.
And now what is. And so we're able to just include it all. So I guess what it is that when you're done, you have all these spheres on this map, but then it's a giant circle. To begin with, it's a mandala.
Yeah, and I think you get to a point where the map itself self-destructs, if you know what I mean. You know, because you get to a point where it's off the paper, and it's deep into your life, and then you don't need the map anymore.
There's a point in our heart, a very central point where the light is the strongest. And maybe it gets in there.
Yeah.
And it just gets to a
absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely. it's what you say. It's when the light strikes that place inside our heart and ignites the ember, you know, that eternal ember, the one that will never go out.
Right.
It's a very magical moment in anyone's life, I think, when that occurs.
Yes. And so it's a good goal.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I mean, that's what you mentioned, the Venus sequence. That's what that body of knowledge is all about. That's the middle and the heart of the Golden Path program. Yeah.
And so there's so much in this. There are different portions of this map. We have the primary portion. We have the Venus portion. And we have the last portion, those four on the top. What are they called again?
The pearl,
right? Sorry, pearl. Yeah, I love that. And that's really the higher mind aspect of it.
And it's also the collective awakening. You know, so it's when the heart is open. That's when prosperity dawns, true prosperity, as opposed to wealth. And prosperity is a flow, as opposed to wealth, which is an accumulation. So prosperity gives, whereas wealth accumulates. And when you accumulate and you over-accumulate, things become more complex, and your life becomes more heavy, top-heavy. So when your heart is open and you're giving, that's when you generate prosperity. And you also open up to the higher currents of evolution and synchronicity, and you get placed in to a different context, a different working context in your life. So it's an incredible tool, the pearl.
And, you know, it's easier to do this once you learn some of these spheres, like what your attraction and your radiance are. Then it's easier to work with your purpose.
Yeah. But the pearl is really it's a dawning that occurs towards the end of our journey. But because the whole of this profile that we're discussing is holographic, that's why I call it hologenetic, then anywhere you focus your attention in it, at every sphere at that moment is impacted. So if you have a breakthrough in one sphere, you will have a breakthrough in all spheres simultaneously, because it's really only one, you know, there's really only one set of gifts essentially inside us. It's about the breaking open of the light and the radiance that's in the core of our DNA, since it's in every cell of our body. That's what we're really talking about.
Right, and it's a DNA that corresponds to the gene keys.
Yes.
64 codons of the genetic code and 64 gene keys.
Yeah, that's exactly why they're called the gene keys.
Right, exactly. So let's talk about the map of how people can find you.
Yeah. Yes, it's always evolving, that one.
Okay. So where do they look?
Well, they can go to genekeys.com. That's where it all begins. And the first thing to do, really, is to input your birth data and download your profile. That's a free thing. So you get your profile. And when you get your profile, you'll look at it probably and go, oh, my God, what does all this mean? Because it's quite a complex series of maps and information. But then if you're brave enough to take the next step, you can possibly buy my book on Amazon, Gene Keys, and that will begin to help you to decipher the stages of the map. But it's really, there are three tools that you need. There's the profile, and then the book, and then the third component, which is the vital one, is the program that I've created called The Golden Path. And what that does is it lays out your journey, your inner journey through the Gene Keys in 33 steps. And you don't have to do them. You don't have to commit to them all. You can take the first step is free. It's on the website. You just go into the Golden Path section of the website and look at step one. And it shows you all the information that you need that is in the program. So it gives you an idea of, it has webinars and text and contemplations, things to focus on. And then you can begin, if that really takes root in you and you want to give it a try, you can do part one of the program, which are all very, very reasonably priced as well. And and that allows you to go down the first 10 steps. And that process will take you maybe 3 or 4 months if you really give it your attention. And the idea is that the steps allow you to bring the contemplation of the keys into your life in a sequential way. So you kind of mold it into your life. And that's the idea. It's a practical, modern system in that way, spiritual system.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And it's so deep. And I love every inch of it along the way, along this path.
Yeah.
Because
have you done all the steps, Peter?
No, because I only got them a week ago.
Oh, right.
So and there's so much to it. And I'm excited. I'm going to be definitely very involved in this, enjoying every inch of it.
It's a big journey.
Yeah.
And there's a big community of people working with it now. So you can go onto Facebook and
I'm sure
there are groups and there's websites being developed for the community working with the Gene Keys, because it's a self-teaching system. It's not a hierarchical system. There are no trainings. There are no practitioners. You know, it's a journey, what I call a journey of self-illumination. So it gives the power to you, which is how the I Ching was originally intended, you know, for each of us to have it inside us. It is inside us.
Right.
So this is a way of a framework that allows you to awaken those ancient pathways of awakening inside.
And hopefully down the path you can be a guest again on Energy Stew. This has been so wonderful.
I'd love to. I always enjoy coming on your program, Peter.
Oh, thank you, Richard. It's such a pleasure to talk with you. We're so gifted to have you on the show, and also it's a gift for the world of your work. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thank you so much for listening.